Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, my guest tonight is the creator and star of the Emmy Award-winning show Insecure, which is in its fifth and final season.
Issa? Is that me?
Oh, throwback me? I forgot how cute I look with twists.
No, but this new look is working for us, too. You like this?
And we got our braces off.
Let me see them teeth. Let me see them teeth. Let me see them teeth. Show me how you eat.
We stupid.
So what are you? Oh,
no, you good? But
so what are you doing here?
It's our 10-year reunion, and Stanford asked me to speak on a panel.
I knew we'd be a big deal. Yes.
Please welcome back to the Late Show, Issa Rae. Lovely to have you back. Nice to see you.
Good to see you, too. It's lovely to be back. Thank you for having me again.
Oh, it's a pleasure. And you're very brave to wear a dress like that in a room this cold.
It's so cold. I wasn't going to say anything. I was like, the audience at home doesn't know how cold it is.
So it's pretty cold in here.
That's
called comedy weather. Now, hey, we haven't talked to you since before COVID.
Yeah.
The last time you were here. And congratulations, belatedly, are in order, because since the last time you and I spoke, you got married. That's absolutely...
That's
lovely. I did not know. But what I love about this is that nobody knew. This is how you announced it right here, with this photograph, impromptu photo shoot in a custom Vera Wang dress. My girls came to help me, but they all coincidentally had on the same dress.
So
they were so embarrassed. Then I took a few flicks with somebody's husband.
Yeah.
So did the guests know what was going on, or were there guests?
The guests knew what was going on.
Did your husband know what was going on, or was this?
I don't know who that guy was. He was a great sport. thank you. I'm so glad that he was willing to be down and featured. But yeah, everybody knew what it was.
This is so beautiful. It looks like you got married at the Grand Budapest Hotel. where did you get married?
I had a photo shoot in the south of France.
What?
It was really, really beautiful. It was nice.
And you figured, while I'm doing a photo shoot, I might as well get married.
Yeah, get hitched.
That's nice.
Thank
Congratulations.
You.
So how are you liking it so far?
You know, nothing's really changed. I'm still the same person.
All right.
But it's been nice. I'm really, really happy.
Yeah, well, I'm a fan of being married. I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's worked out for me.
I'm glad.
Yeah, that's great. Now, the fifth season of Insecure premieres this Sunday.
Yes.
And I know millions of people write at you on Instagram and Twitter every week. They want to know what's going to happen. I'm sure they have suggestions for should happen.
All the time.
People are emotionally invested in this show. How much pressure does that put on you as the creator of this show and the producer of the show to wrap things up in a way that's going to satisfy everybody else?
All the pressure. This was terrifying, you know, because you're like, you're ending a show and people are going to have their opinions.
Sure. And you've done such a good job of carrying this show. Like, it's like this precious thing that you've carried for four seasons.
It has been.
You don't want to drop it in the
last... You don't want to drop it. Like, I'm like, you know, and you were on HBO, which, had another very popular finale.
Sure. That people perhaps felt got dropped.
People felt strongly about that.
Mm-hmm.
And people come up to me like, girl, I can't wait for the final season. Just don't Game of Thrones it, okay? And I'm like, come on. But I will say that, shout out to one of our writers, because we had so much pressure. And she was like, Amy Anyobi, she was like, we keep on telling ourselves to like land the plane. Mm. And these characters aren't going anywhere after this show. Like, they're going to live on. So it's not that the plane is landing, they're taking off and we're just jumping out. And what would happen if we wrote a season six? And that really like freed us. So,
that's great.
Yeah.
It was, like in karate, they say punch beyond the board.
Oh, okay.
That's what you guys are doing.
That's what she should have said in the first place. You would have understood it better. What is she talking about?
I'm sorry I'm not available to write on your show. I apologize.
And you're busy.
Now, your character, Issa Dee, has changed a lot. She's grown a lot during the first four seasons of you guys doing the show. I'm sure it changes again and more growth in season five. But what about you? I mean, I don't know if I'd use the term, like, necessarily Cinderella story, but this is, pretty famously, this is you coming right out of the blocks with, like, a 9500. Like, you, people were blown away because this is the first show that you had created,
isn't
it?
Yeah, it's my first TV show. I came from the internet, and this was,
I hear good things over
I'm
there.
Very, the internet's okay. Yeah. Okay. It's a little crazy.
So, but how have you changed? How have you grown in the last 5 years?
Man, I mean, to come out and be uncertain and have this opportunity to make a TV show, you know, I was, for lack of a better word, insecure, and now I feel like, you know, it's been 5 to 6 years. I've been working with some amazing people, supportive people, and it's made me more secure. No, but like, it's made me more confident in my place here in Hollywood. And I feel like in some ways I'm just getting started and I feel capable. And this show, I would not feel capable without this show.
Thank you.
This is so positive.
We have to take a quick break, but don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more Issa Rae. Stick around.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Welcome back. We're here with the star of HBO's Insecure, Issa Rae. Have you had an opportunity to enjoy your success? Because, you know, to be this successful, you have to work very hard, be very focused, very dedicated. And sometimes people just don't take the time or don't really have the time. It's not even like they deny it to themselves. They just don't have the time to appreciate what has happened in their life and their career and to see these dreams coming true. Have you had a chance to enjoy it?
I mean, I definitely enjoy it. I love to throw parties. I'm a big yacht party person.
Oh.
So, a little party on a boat from time to time. You're invited.
I own sandals.
You own sandals? Those aren't really boat shoes.
I have boat shoes.
Okay, so bring your boat shoes.
Sure.
Get ready to dance.
Yes.
And I also hear that you sing, so.
I enjoy singing. I don't know if I sing, but I enjoy it,
You enjoy it.
Do you sing? Do you enjoy singing?
No, I'm a terrible singer.
Really?
But I enjoy singing terribly.
See, that, you'd fit right in with my family, because we're not that good, but Katie barred the door near the end of a wedding.
Wait, why?
What?
She barred the door near the
end. Katie barred the door? You ever heard that term?
No, I've never heard that.
That means there's going to be a Donnybrook. There is going to be a fisticuffs in this room. There's going to be a
some
battle.
Words that I don't know. Okay, now I know.
There's going to be a battle. A Donnybrook,
you know? Donnybrook.
The old Jack Johnson. And that means Katie barred the door means, honey, lock the door. I'm going to kick everybody's ass in this room. Katie barred the door. We're gonna fight. That's what that means. Does that make sense to you now? It's an old Irish expression. I'm Irish. Yeah. Katie by the door. So, yeah, no, my family loves to sing loudly and not on key. No, we don't even want to know the lyrics. We're just gonna.
I love it. We don't care.
Just loud. We're just loud.
I love it.
We're just loud.
I embrace it.
Now, you are building an empire here, not just a show here. You got two cafes. You own two cafes. You got a beauty line called?
Sienna Natural.
Okay. A management and production company. How big are we going to get here? Who are you gunning for? Is it Oprah? Who are you going to take it down?
I mean,
Gwyneth?
I can't.
Gwyneth, who are you taking down?
I feel like I can take Gwyneth on. I can Jack Johnson.
Sure. Katie. Katie, bar the door.
Katie, bar the door. Gwyneth Paltrow, bar the door, girl. But yeah.
One of, as we saw earlier, one of the themes of Insecure is Issa Dee hyping herself up. okay, for her day, whatever she needs
in
to
the
do.
Mirror.
Listen, I got a show I gotta hit every day. Can you help me hype up? You have any advice on how I can be my own hype man before the show?
Yeah, so you just gotta go in your bathroom or whatever mirror you feel most comfortable
with. There are mirrors everywhere.
There are mirrors everywhere, as there should be. You're a great man to look at. And
Thank
I think you.
You
should tell yourself in the mirror, hey, do you know who I am?
Do you know who I am?
I'm the bossiest man on earth. You should be lucky to be in a room with me.
You should be lucky to be in a room with
me.
I am.
I'm very lucky right
now.
Go out there and kill that shit.
You do it. Stay on top of your game. You dominate. You sweep the leg.
I believe you. Woo! I believe you.
He said, so lovely to see you. Congratulations on this extraordinary success of your show.
Thank you.
And good luck on the fifth season. And don't punch through that board. Don't land that plane.
I'm gonna punch through that board. I will not. I'll crash the plane before I land it.
Happy holidays from The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert. While we're off for our winter break, we'll be dropping exclusive interviews with the biggest stars and your favorite Colbert classics. We'll be back in the new year with all new episodes. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more. Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com. Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show Pod Show listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.